It's Food Fun Day on 105.3's Hudson Mohawk Magazine. This week, we sent WOOC correspondent Tatiana Morani to Bacchus Woodfired. Tatiana talked with Jim Scully, who is the owner of Bacchus Woodfired, about his restaurant and how it came to be.
What made you want to open up a restaurant?
It's kind of interesting because I didn't really plan on it, but I've been downtown for quite a while. I moved in downtown in 1991. And in 99, I ran into this guy, Harry Lee, who was Richard Pryor's father-in-law, the comedian. And he was quite a character. And a friend introduced us, and I wanted to buy his building. And we drank for about 9 months, and I heard a million stories. And finally, he said, "I'll tell you what. I'll sell you the building for X number of dollars if you open Daisy Baker's again." And Daisy Baker's was his favorite bar, and his office was upstairs. So I said, "Yeah, I can do that." No problem. And 17 years later, I still have Bacchus, and Daisy's isn't there anymore. But the day I opened, the Harry Lee, he had a tear in his eye.
And I imagine
he
did.
Scotch. And it showed me what that kind of thing meant. And downtown to me, I'm gonna have that in me my whole life. Because of those experiences, it's just there's something unique about it, the stories that went with these people. And if I digress, by the way, Harry Lee was a legend, and he was one of the first attorney to represent a woman in a battered woman's defense. And but he was also a little bit, you wanted him on your side, that was for sure. But he died, and we had the memorial service in the building at Daisy Baker's. And there were several speakers, and one of the great speakers was Joe Bruno, who was, he was just a real talented speaker. And he told this great story about Harry. Now, Harry used to, he'd grab your arm, and, he wouldn't let you go. He had to, you had to hear the whole story. And then, so Joe was telling the story how Harry helped him get a start in politics. Now, Harry was really a socialist. And Joe, obviously, he's a Republican, so it was an odd couple, but Harry knew how to do the paperwork and stuff, and so he helped Joe get a start. And so Joe's telling the story about his memorial service about Harry. And one time Harry, was driving up to Joe's house. He thought he could show up at 9 in the morning, 9 at night, because, he was buddies with Joe. And Joe was out of town, and Joe's wife sees Harry pulling up the driveway and says to his little daughter, there's Mr. Lee. Tell him your father's not here and I can't come to the door. So Harry goes up to the door and he bangs on the door, and little Katie answers the door, and Harry goes, "I'm here to see your father." And then little Katie goes, "Well, my father's not here and my mother doesn't have any clothes on." And then Harry goes, "Well, then I'm here to see your mother." And that's what it was like. I mean, this was the guy's memorial service, like
right.
A wake. It wasn't a wake. It was an open bar. So, what happened along the way was, leading up to Bacchus, we realized that, a lot of the Bacchus originals were getting older, and we had to reach a younger, broader demographic, and we had to have some lower price points. And so one day on my desk, a sculpture of Bacchus ended up on my desk. And I said, what would be cool is if we made that a pizza oven, and the mouth of Bacchus was the mouth of the pizza oven.
I saw that in the restaurant. It looks really, really cool. Who is someone local at Craft that?
You probably know the guy, Brian McCandless.
Oh.
And he was the sculptor that did it. And it took a couple tries, and he fired it in the largest kiln in the area up at Skidmore. And the thing is huge.
It is huge. It looks very impressive and really beautiful, actually.
It's a work of art. And he did a great job on that thing. And, Zagat's came by and said we were one of the coolest pizza ovens in America.
I believe it. Definitely is the coolest one I've ever seen.
Right.
So tell me, what's your favorite part of owning a restaurant?
Oh, the favorite part, actually, it's the people more than anything. We've been very fortunate, to meet all kinds of people from all over the world. RPI has a lot of people coming through, and they tend to, they gravitated towards Daisy Baker's because that was the only fine dining restaurant, really, at the time. It was Laporto's, Daisy Baker's, and the Cape House. But over the years, I've met hundreds of thousands of really interesting people. And that's the fun part. You know, the not fun part is the actual what goes on behind the scenes. It's not so glamorous, you know. But
I could see how that could be. So talk about the food there. What's your favorite thing on the menu?
Well, it changes. You know, I go in phases where I'll love like the ambustas, you know, which is
What's
a pizza.
Ambustas?
Ambustas is a pizza that has jalapenos and some hotter sauce and onions and mushrooms. It's very good.
It sounds good.
And but then I'll go with a three cheese pizza. We have a trigenimus, we call it, and I'll get hooked on that for a while. And but we also serve pastas. One of the things about Bacchus that we do we have a menu. But we used to call it the secret menu, but the secret's out. And you can kind of order whatever you want. So you choose a pasta and you put whatever you want on it. Or you can take a salad or some spinach. And these guys just, they love, I have to hold them back sometimes because they want to be too creative. And they lose the fact that, hey, you know, we got to stay within our lane a little bit.
Well, I think that sounds like, one of the benefits of having a scratch kitchen. You know, that's how you know the food is good, when you can mix and match the ingredients easily.
Well, we make everything ourselves. And we make our own mozzarella. We make our own dough.
Wow.
And, the dough is one of the trickiest parts of being in that business. And, ours is a Neapolitan style. So it's kind of a fragile dough. And our oven is very hot. So it's tricky to get it right. And when it's right, we're the best. There's no doubt about it. But we do. We make our own sausage. We make everything ourselves.
That sounds so delicious. So... you talked about like what you like. What do people order most when they come in?
Well, we actually had a while ago, and people wanted us to do this again. We actually had a contest, and what it was is people created their own pizzas, and we ran that pizza as a special for a week, or I don't know how long it went for, maybe a couple weeks. But you got to have your pizza featured for a certain period of time. And whoever sold the most pizzas got their pizza on the menu.
Sounds brilliant. Sounds like a common sense, great idea.
That's our second best-selling pizza to this day. And that contest was 8 years ago.
What pizza is that?
It's called the Mozzabella. And it was created by the Kennedy family. They're our neighbors.
Ah.
And so the daughter is Bella. And so it was named after her, and it's wonderful. It sells like crazy. Number one selling pizza is margarita. Number two is the mozzarella.
So I know you sell beer and wine. Do you sell any liquor?
We have a full license, but we don't. We chose not to because it really changes the environment. You know, it changes the feel of a place. And, liquor, when you're selling liquor, you get people who like, I want that special scotch. And they're going to come there, and they're going to spend regularly, but they're going to spend a lot of time. And, our experience with Bacchus is that, we need to have a lot of people in and out. We'll have, on a good Friday night, we'll turn the restaurant over five times. So if somebody's sitting there and they've had like five or six scotches, it doesn't necessarily fit up with the family that is coming in to, enjoy it for 45 minutes.
So you want to keep it this like 40, I'm sorry, you want to keep it that family vibe, it sounds like.
Well, yeah, I mean, what we didn't, one of the demographics that surprised us was young parents. So you get people that are, in their early 30s, late 20s, and they've had, a kid or two, and, they're young. Well, they can't go to like a lot of places with their kids. And, Bacchus is kind of, it can't hurt anything there. And the kids love it. So the parents get to go and have an adult beverage. And, they don't have to worry about the kids. It's not a Chuck E. Cheese. It's a lot better than Chuck E. Cheese. The kids love it, and the parents love it, too. And everybody feels safe and comfortable.
Do you change the beer and wine selection?
Yeah, we change the beers weekly. Ooh. So, yeah, we rotate our beers. We have 12 on tap. And it used to be a kind of a democracy, whichever one sold the most, if it didn't sell, we would lower the price. And, until the point where we literally had a couple beers where like, I'll tell you what, we'll give you $5 if you drink this beer, and just to get it off the line. But we haven't had that. I mean, a lot of the brewers have become much better at what they do. And the beer drinkers have become much more sophisticated in what they like.
I've noticed that, too. So I did see, a review online about this. I guess it kind of points to what you're talking about. People kind of make things up on the menu, but it looked like a dessert pizza.
Okay, that was a while ago. We used to do several different kinds of things, but yeah, we had a dessert pizza, and geez, I can't even remember what we called it. It was so long ago.
So, do you have any dessert pizzas now?
We actually don't have a dessert pizza, but you know, if it's slow enough, you can probably convince the guys in the kitchen to make you something. You know, the guys that are around that knew. You know, we had a couple different versions of the thing. And if they're in the right mood, they'll make you one. Lots of times, you know, we are so busy, you know, that it's hard to, you know, okay, we can't take 20 minutes, you know, to
it's
make
hard
it.
Hard to accommodate.
Yeah, with that.
I get that. I think that's okay.
Yeah.
So how can people learn more about Bacchus and your food?
Well, one of the things is that, you know, we're pretty good users of social media. Yeah, we don't even have a website. As a matter of fact, I got a complaint the other day. The guy said our website was terrible. And we had to respond that we don't have a website. So you know, maybe that's why it's terrible. But, you know, you can check us out on Facebook. And if you follow us on Facebook, you know, there's sometimes we, you know, we offer events. For example, one of the secret things that we do is it's not so secret to the locals down there anymore. On Wednesday nights, we do a steak. And we actually take the coals of the wood-fired oven and pull them out and take the steak and put it right on the coals. And it's so hot, it sears it. And you flip it over, and the juices all stay inside the steak. And we, you know, a handful of them every Wednesday. But, you know, if you call ahead on Wednesday, because that's a slower day typically, you can get yourself a steak down there. And there's no place downtown that serves steak anymore. I think maybe Laporto's might. But so, you know, that's something that, you know, if you keep in touch with us on Facebook, you know, that's how you can learn how to get more involved with, you know, deciding to get your pizza on the menu or get yourself a steak or something, a dessert pizza these guys will make for you.
Well, thank you, Jim.
Oh, well, thank you.
That was WOOC correspondent Tatiana Morani with Bacchus wood-fired owner Jim Scully. For those of you that may not be Greek mythology aficionados, Bacchus is the Greek god of grapes, wine, winemaking, merriment, and ritual madness. So if you're interested in checking out that huge Bacchus wood-fired stove, they are located in Troy's downtown area at 33 2nd Street.